this is a huge loss for the wider Milford area. Fairy Tales Daycare have provided an exceptional and professional service for nearly two decades. That results in generations of children having been looked after by the owners and staff there. Top quality service that has been provided, and wish them the very best going forward. But it is undoubtedly a loss for the Milford area. This is a sector that is under increasing pressure with increasing costs, and it's a sector which provides a vital service for families and parents. And anything that's removed for whatever reason puts additional pressure on parents. And it really highlights, there's an over-reliance here on private providers when it comes to childcare provision. And I think that we need to wholesale nationally look at how childcare is provided to come up with more sustainable solutions to support parents and families in the childcare space.
And, remaining open until June, but I suppose from now until then we'll have a lot of parents panicking now, trying to find somewhere else to send their child. And we know that the waiting lists are already long.
Yeah, look, there's an awful lot of childcare providers across the county that are at capacity, and we know that, and we know that from speaking to childcare providers themselves, but also to parents who are trying to get their children in somewhere. So this will undoubtedly put additional pressure on the system across this area. Perhaps there's opportunities there for other providers to come into this space and into this area, and we hope that that will be the case over the coming months.
And we did hear a lot about the increase in core funding and how that was meant to support childcare providers, but with the rise in the minimum wage and just the general cost of living going up, it's mostly been absorbed and it's not really having much benefit.
Yeah, look, and this is the same across a number of sectors. Childcare is, I suppose, uniquely under pressure because of an increase in costs generally, but we see it across the community and voluntary sector as well, where the government are fanfaring an increase in core costs or towards salary contributions, but they're also matched with increasing costs for all those overheads. We need to look at the funding model of childcare. We need to look at how it is supported and how it currently isn't being supported enough. That is coming very loudly from childcare providers that they need additional support in order to be able to provide a sustainable service in communities.